Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I watch you every time now to see if you're going to do the point.
Yeah, no, I have to.
You have to. It's a thing now. Like, I keep bringing it up all the time.
Hit me or something.
I know. I probably would. That's almost exactly what would happen.
It's rude.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a nice person. Brandon.
Yes?
How are you doing?
Oh, well, it is Saturday today that we're recording this on, so I'm doing pretty well.
Nice.
Saturdays are a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, not so much.
But Saturdays.
Saturdays are good. That's where it's at.
Yeah, you bet. What nerd thing have you been into this week?
Well, we're gearing up now that it's fall and you're back in school.
Yeah.
Our D&D group is getting back together.
Oh, okay. I figured this would be your nerd thing.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
It's very nerdy.
Yeah.
And the reason we took a break during the summer, I mean, I'm sure a lot of, like, extracurricular groups and mm-hmm. things like that take breaks. But this one specifically because it was all teachers. So
yeah, we're almost all teachers.
Have other things to do, like not normal schedules in the summertime, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're gearing back up, and we're going to start a new campaign, and so that means new characters. And so we decided to paint new miniatures for it, and that was fun.
Yeah, we've never done that before, and yours turned out so well.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
can maybe take a nice picture when it's, like, finally put all together and everything, and you can post
we'll
on our Instagrams.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, it's... In a couple weeks, like later this month, we're going to be playing. So I'm excited about that. We painted those the other day. That was going to be my nerd thing too, but you took it.
Ha.
Ha.
That's why I went first.
That's okay. My nerd thing is school started again. Like started classes and all.
Yeah, there's wee chillins you have to worry about.
Yeah, they're all bigger than me though. So I mean.
They're very wee.
Young chillins.
Wee.
Mm-hmm. We
in their life experience.
That's true.
What I
that
mean.
Part is
yeah.
true. Yeah, so that I'm all kinds of exhausted. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been very whiny and complainy this week.
Yeah. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but then it'll get better.
Yeah.
This is not news to you. You've been, like, living with a teacher for 16 years now.
Yeah, we're old.
Brandon, what are you drinking tonight?
Some delicious local beer out of a growler.
Nice.
In my Jurassic World cup directly from Universal Studios
Hollywood. That's right. What was originally in it?
It was another IPA, actually. It was like a...
It was their specific one.
Isla Nublar
IPA that was
or
it.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to keep the cup. So, yeah, figured why not use it today. I am drinking... It is a matcha... Like, alcohol? I don't know. It tastes really good.
I think it's vodka-based, maybe?
I think maybe vodka-based. Anyway, it's from...
It's a matcha liqueur, anyway. It doesn't really matter. And
I was going to say a local distillery. I guess it's not that local. Few hours.
Like 4 hours?
Yeah, we pick it up from the distillery around Thanksgiving, so it reminds me of fall, I guess. And, yeah, it's really tasty and good with, like, fizzy water, sparkling water. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. If you like matcha, if you don't, it would not taste good. But I love it, so.
Matcha's fine. Give it a B-.
A plus. Also, before we get to our main topic, which we haven't explained what we're trying to talk about, but before we get to that, Brandon, new Ahsoka episode 4. We're more than halfway done now. There's only 6 episodes, right? 6?
I honestly don't know. You said after this episode we'd be more than halfway done.
I'm pretty sure there's only 6 episodes.
I don't know how many episodes. I didn't even look it up because I don't know.
Oh no, there's going to be 8. Okay, so now we're halfway through.
This is the halfway mark. That makes sense. Like, I don't think you could wrap this up in 2 episodes.
I know. That makes me feel a lot better from where we left it. I was like, "Oh no." But now I'm like, "Oh, yeah, no, this felt more halfway. Good. So, Brandon, spoiler-free gut reaction to Ahsoka episode 4. What did you think?
It was good. It's my favorite episode so far, I think.
I thought it was really good. You commented a few times on liking the directorial style, and it was very, like, artistic, I thought.
Yeah.
Mostly lightsaber.
It felt like a Star Wars samurai movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which the Ahsoka episode of Mandalorian was very similar. So that works for me a lot as well. Very good. Very good.
Very good. But spoiler free, so we're not going to say anything else.
Yeah.
But you should probably watch Ahsoka.
Probably.
Oh, I did want to say one thing. I said we were going to check in on a listener that we know who's awesome. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
I was sorry. I was taking a drink.
That's all good. Who she has not watched Rebels, but is watching Ahsoka, and we were
and,
like...
And like Star Wars.
And so. Like Star Wars, yeah. Yeah, but just hadn't seen Rebels or Clone Wars. And so we asked her what she was thinking about that. And not only did she answer, but she got the opinion of a student of hers. She's a teacher, too. A grade 6 student who really likes all the new Star Wars, like, really likes Mandalorian and, like, Obi-Wan, like, the new new Star Wars stuff, but also had only watched the beginning of Rebels, I guess. And so maybe the original trilogy, but she's not, like, hasn't seen everything, right?
Okay.
So, like, her opinion and then, like, a young person's opinion was kind of the idea. And both are not lost at all in Ahsoka. They're, like, totally fine with not having watched all of Rebels.
Well, see, and... I think it's for me, it was mostly the first episode and a little bit of the second episode was really, really heavily reliant on the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fine because we had seen the first season, so you actually knew the characters.
Right. We at least
but if you hadn't known them at all, like, you'd be like, what is going on and why do we care, right?
Right.
But that's good that even if you're, like, slightly into Star Wars... You can still have a good time.
Now, and to be fair, Lindsay is... She hadn't seen anything with Ahsoka in it at all, other than Mandalorian.
Right.
But she is very, like, pop culture aware. So she's, like, very comfortable being like, I don't know who this person is. I'll look it up on Wikipedia. Right? So, like, she's very comfortable doing that.
And if you don't know, that's the Star Wars Wikipedia that has an entry for literally everything in Star Wars. Both... canon and now what they call Legends, which was the prior expanded universe. Wikipedia has everything.
Yeah, so she is very pop culture aware and pop culture comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So even if so she'd be very comfortable like navigating that as well. So I guess that there is also that to consider.
Yes.
But yeah, I agree. Very good episode, I thought. Although I've liked all the episodes, quite frankly, but this one was really well done.
This one, I feel like you didn't need to. It didn't matter. It just was good cinema.
It's just good Star Wars.
Yeah.
It also felt very Star Wars-y.
Oh yeah.
Star Wars-y. Okay, Brandon. Before we get to the news, which is actually our main topic.
Yeah.
Something big happened. But that's what we're gonna talk about. Before we get to that, though. Maybe our favorite segment that we've been talking about, and by we, I mean you, is our Better Know a Listener. So do you have an area that a listener is from for us this week?
Yeah,
What have you got? Last week we were super close to home.
We were.
And the week before we were really far away from home.
Right.
Where are we this time?
This one's not as close to home, but still fairly close to home.
Closer than England, where we were before?
Yes. Much closer.
All right.
It's in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Snohomish, Washington.
Oh, Snohomish.
Yes.
Snohomish?
Snohomish.
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 Okay.
I've heard of this before. It's in Snohomish County, and I believe it's from, like, a native dialect type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. It's actually a small little town. It's only... it was only 9,098 people in 2010 census.
Oh, okay.
So little town.
Smaller than, I think, all the ones we've looked at so far.
Yeah. So that, it had an interesting name, so I clicked on it.
Snohomish.
And there's quite a few listeners. Somebody listened to at least a few episodes, or multiple people listened to one episode. I'm not sure.
Some combination.
Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's kind of cool. Small little town. It's actually known for its antique shops, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
A little place full of antique shops in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, my God.
Again, similar to Kelowna that we Kamloops, sorry.
I said I get them confused.
Kamloops, which was at an intersection of two rivers. This is also at an intersection of two rivers. So, I mean, a lot of these old places.
Because they relied on the river? Yeah, they did. Trade and travel, of course.
The Hudson's Bay Company was big there back in the day.
Canada.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was originally called Caddyville.
What?
After the pioneer E.F. Caddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to go back to these antique shops. I want to go antiquing in a little town by the river in the Pacific Northwest. Like, come on.
That sounds like a lovely afternoon. Right? It'd probably be raining.
Oh, my God.
I would imagine it would be raining at the time.
And I could wear, like, a big sweater and have a pumpkin spice latte.
It was like the, you don't really call it the capital of the county, but it was, like, the head of the county government.
Okay, yeah.
Until it was relocated to Everett. And okay. I know Everett because they have a WHL team. Oh. Everett Silvertips. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Snohomish County. It's still called Snohomish County.
Okay, even though it's Everett now.
Everett, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, several films have been shot in Snohomish.
Oh God, you're gonna say Twilight, aren't you?
I am not.
Ah,
but that's a good guess.
Pacific Northwest. Yeah, that's like part of the plot.
No. There in the 80s, it was big for filming in the 80s.
Okay, okay.
There was Bustin' Loose.
Which I've never seen.
That's starring Richard Pryor and Cicely Tyson.
Okay.
Kind of a comedy drama. I mean, Richard Pryor, you know.
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Twice in a Lifetime, which starred Gene Hackman.
Wait, I think I've seen that.
And Brian Dennehy.
What?
No, not Brian Dennehy. No, that's a South Park reference. Yeah.
I think I've seen Twice in a Lifetime.
Maybe. And then the one that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
War Games.
I have not seen that.
The high school in War Games was shot in Snohomish.
Oh,
for
cool.
some reason. I don't know. Mm. But War Games was, I don't know, kind of a 80s nerd.
Oh, okay.
Fantasy movie.
Weird, but okay. Of course you liked it.
Yeah.
Or have seen it.
And that, of course, starred Matthew Broderick.
I like that you say, of course. Like, that is of common course. Knowledge.
Well, the whole thing is this kid is playing a video game, but that's actually World War III.
How very Ender's Game.
A little bit, but, like, more grounded than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our kitten is helping us podcast today. A little less whiny than last week.
So. Yeah, she's exploring. You might hear her, like, jump on the computer, honestly.
Yeah, it could happen, yeah.
Very cool. So Snohomish, which is in Snohomish County, which is in Washington, where I want to go antiquing.
And their summer festival is called the Klahaya Days.
Klahaya.
Klahaya.
Klahaya. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's go to Washington.
Washington, there is some cool stuff in Washington and
yeah.
and Oregon. Like, that whole Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I've like driven really nice. Through yeah. there on my way to Disneyland.
You might have bypassed.
I might have.
You might have bypassed this because, like, it would probably be more north. You would have, like, yeah, hit more Oregon
probably.
Than Washington, almost I certainly. Would imagine.
Almost
yeah.
certainly, yeah. But cool. So if you are from?
Snohomish.
Hey. Hi there. Let us know whether you have listened to several episodes or a bunch of you have listened to one episode. I don't know.
And this was just from last week, so, like, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. Hi, Washington, specifically Snohomish. Okay, let's head to the news, which is actually our main topic.
Disney A News Update.
Okay.
Why? What happened?
D23.
Oh, right.
Destination D23. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, they kind of rebranded this.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I totally forgot this was happening. Did you
Me
remember?
Me too, no, until okay. it was halfway on, and then we were like, what is happening?
I reminded you.
Yeah.
Because I saw it on my phone.
Yeah, and I didn't have my phone on, and so then we, like, panic jumped on streaming.
No,
and
you panic jumped on
streaming. I made you.
I was busy. Yeah.
Yes, I made you get on there. And not only that, but they had, like, changed the settings, so you couldn't even go back and watch from the beginning right away. And
they had a live stream, but you couldn't rewind, mm-hmm. which I've never seen on YouTube before. Like,
yeah, you didn't believe me at first.
I literally just thought it was user error, but they were not letting you to rewind for some reason. I don't know why, but whatever. It was D23, so there's been a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's talk about the stuff. Spoiler alert, though, very little on Disneyland.
Yes. We have some theories. We have a theory more, so but very regardless, little on
still very little, very little on Disneyland. Yeah.
Lots on Disney World. So even though we typically focus on Disneyland, just for the nature of D23, we're going to be talking a fair bit about Disney World stuff. Okay.
Super duper, and it's like exciting stuff for Disney World.
Totally. Some stuff is big news. Some stuff is like not huge news. Some stuff we have opinions about. Some stuff we don't. So let's just like get into it.
Get into it.
Yeah. So right away, we're just. We're going to move what we're going to talk about this week to next week, but the first news item from D23 is related.
Call this a tease.
Okay.
And also, spoiler alert, we're doing a to be continued this week.
Yeah.
Because we're away next week, so we're going to record two episodes in one.
Yes. So, the first thing is earlier this week we got a look at the Disney Treasure. Which is the new ship, which is sailing in, the new cruise ship sailing in.
They are building it now.
Yes. In 2024, late 2024, I believe actually December is the first sailings. So they talked about that a little bit.
It's available to book on like Tuesday.
That's true. Right away. Yeah. But they did announce. Now, we're talking mostly the parks summary right here, but they do talk about Cruise Line as part of the parks.
Right.
So that if you're like, what are you talking about? That's. Like, yeah.
They announced the third ship in the Triton class. I believe they call it the Triton class. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
The big ones like Wish, Treasure, and now Adventure.
Adventure, yes. And this one is going to be based at Singapore. And they say actually they're in the process of building three ships. But they didn't give any more details about any of the anything other than more details will be coming about the Disney Adventure.
And you know what that means? The rumors of the cruise industry's demise were greatly exaggerated.
Yeah.
All the cruise lines bounced back bigger and better and making way more money than ever.
They really, the whole like revenge travel thing worked like double time in the cruise industry.
Honestly, the articles I read in the height of COVID that like the cruise industry is dead.
Oh yeah. No, that was not a thing.
There was obituaries for the cruise industry during COVID. And I was like,
I don't think so.
Like I get they were hit hard and they had like a lot of bad press. Cause you had the whole thing of like big COVID outbreaks on ships and then they were stuck out there and all that. But like when this is over, people are going to want to keep doing it. And sure enough,
it's something people missed a lot.
Literally revenge travel is the term.
Totally.
And the cruise industry is doing well for it.
Apparently. So news we did get that does relate to Disneyland, but not only Disneyland. We were just talking Ahsoka. So like an Ahsoka section will be joining Star Tours in the spring basically in all the Star Tours.
Yeah. So this is the good thing that they've done with the Star Tours 2.0 is they have, it's kind of like bite-sized different programmed videos in there, and they'll have Ahsoka themed ones.
Totally.
Which makes sense.
Funny because was it episode 3?
Yeah, it was last episode.
We were in the middle of it and I was like, wow, this would be a really good Star Tour section.
That episode had the best space battles in Star Wars that I've seen for a long time. And
you
then
did say that,
episode 4 had the best lightsaber battles I've seen in
so
a long
good.
Time.
So good.
Like, I liked the ones in Obi-Wan.
I don't know. I think the one at the end of Obi-Wan, I don't know, it was really good.
This, like, just from a pure choreography standpoint, was, like, as good as the prequels.
Because of the emotional stakes in the Obi-Wan one was,
I
see what you're saying.
It's the only reason. No, this, like, the swordplay was
really good, yeah. So that's kind of cool. I'm just going to throw this news item in here because it wasn't a D23 thing, but it's related to this. Is you know how before we said we had Ahsoka walking around in Galaxy's Edge? She's been joined by Hera and Chopper.
That's cool because they can have Chopper around all the time now. Yeah. Like, they've built him He can just be there. So Chopper's like a big fan favorite, and we hadn't met Chopper until we started watching Rebels like very recently.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm always a fan of the droids and
totally.
Everything. Usually.
Everyone loves the droids.
I'm not Chopper's biggest
me neither
fan.
Agreed.
But
he's still cool.
I kind of think he's a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah. But he straight up murdered another droid, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He is like jealous and he did straight up murder a droid. Another droid.
They are sentient beings, okay?
But Dave Filoni is quoted as saying R2-D2 is like your favorite dog. And Chopper is like a cat.
Okay, which totally makes sense, except my kitty would never straight up murder another kitty because jealous.
As she's stalking your foot right now. With a murderous look on her face.
You're not helping me.
So that puts it in a good perspective
that, yeah.
for me.
Because you're like, how do people love Chopper instead of R2, right?
R2 still and will always be the best.
By far.
And I like K2SO from Rogue One.
I love
a lot.
Love K2SO. Oh.
And of course, BB-8 is a great droid, but BB-8's just like new R2.
Yeah. Very similar.
Round
R2 personality. R2 is so good, though. Like, so, so good. Mm-hmm. You know what? I have a soft spot for C-3PO. So, there you go.
Sure.
What?
I actually like C-3PO now more since we saw Anthony Daniels talk.
Yes, exactly.
Anthony Daniels was amazing, so, yeah.
If you ever get the chance to see Anthony Daniels, honestly... Okay, so we went off on tangent here. Let's start with Disney World news. Now, there was an overarching theme to all of the parks information, but before we get to that, I want to say how this parks thing got introduced.
Okay, we'll come back to the theme.
Because we have many thoughts.
We have thoughts, yes.
We have thoughts. First of all, the parks got introduced, the parks panel, sorry, got introduced before Josh D'Amaro came out. We had a group of lovely ladies who were dressed like the muses from Hercules who came out. And they did, they did two songs, but there were three Hercules songs back to back as the introduction.
Hercules, eh?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was.
This
it
is
was.
Not the theme we were talking about.
No, this is a different
this
thing.
This is a sidebar
this
to the theme.
This is a sidebar. This was like our introduction. The first thing I went,
you know,
huh.
You know what this is, though?
Mm.
There was so few Disneyland-focused announcements in this parks.
Mm-hmm.
This is copium. This is what they call copium.
I've never heard of that, but I like it.
You're not on the internet as
no,
much as
I'm
me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's called copium, and you, like, hook yourself up to an oxygen mask, and you huff copium. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So, our current theory with the Hercules thing...
Yes, okay, so they did three songs from Hercules, they had the muses perform a couple, and then they had someone come out and they did Go the Distance as well, so it wasn't just we did like this cool Hercules song, it was like they clearly did three specific Hercules songs.
That's
so
that's a lot
in a
presentation,
lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot, so, interesting.
Not as much as the theme that we're going to talk about later.
No, because that was hitting you over the head with that.
I'm going to keep teasing
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, okay. So, we have a theory. Which I think a lot of people watching this had a theory.
It must be bunnies.
It must be bunnies. That was our high five.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't hear it. Rogers the Musical is out.
Kaput,
it's
yeah.
kaput. Well,
we
for
have a
now.
We have a theory about that, too.
We
but
do,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to put something in the Hyperion. And prior to Rogers the Musical going in there was a lot of conjecture, a lot of hypotheses about what could go in there. One of them was Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean... But there was like eight different possibilities.
Yeah, they were big on Encanto for a long
they
time.
They were. And so right now I do think that I'm not the only one thinking this. I feel like Hercules is a strong contender for going into the Hyperion.
And that makes sense. There's like zero representation for Hercules in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
But not only is there zero, like there's a lot of movies. a lot of Disney movies where there's no representation, but they're really looking at those time periods now,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, they figured out, honestly, who's spending money at the parks, and it's the millennial age, right? And so people who liked Hercules, they're looking at some of those movies that weren't like ones we don't talk about, like Home on the Range, right? But ones that maybe have been underrepresented but are still fan favorites.
Yeah, and right? there's a soft spot for Hercules out
totally.
There.
Totally. I mean, it's not quite the same level as, say, well, we were just talking about Emperor's New Groove mm-hmm. in the 2000s, right? It's not the same level as that,
but
it's in the category.
That doesn't fit as a musical. Like, you can do
yeah.
Hercules as a musical, as a play. You have the muses. You can almost like draw on something funny happened on the way to the forum.
You
like,
can sell it to people who've never even seen Hercules.
Yeah, it works as a play within a play almost totally. Like totally fine. Hercules, and then
not only that, Hades is a fan favorite villain,
right? And Hades can be a fourth wall breaker, totally. Like the genie used to be in the Hyperion yes. theater, and that works as well. So I'm on board with this. And the other thing is, it doesn't work as well as a transition as Rogers the Musical did
not.
Between Avengers Campus mm-hmm. and Hollywood Land,
mm-hmm.
but Hercules is a big hero, like Marvel's yep. are a hero, and also. Hercules is literally a character in the Marvel Universe. They should.
Really?
Yes, we saw him at the end
of
Thor.
Oh, that's true. He was at the end of Thor.
They can bring in the Marvel Hercules.
Oh my god.
Into the Hercules musical. Like, you have mostly the musical version, like the Disney animated version. But yeah, you can just bring in just like a cameo.
That's so cool.
Of, mm-hmm. of the Marvel Hercules, who is. Like, and that's from the comics and everything.
Yep. That is interesting.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. Just like a little nod.
A little joke.
Yeah, a little, like a nod. A tip of the hat. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I didn't even think of that. I like it. But yeah, is that not bizarre, though?
It is a little weird, but.
And then, like, nothing. And then no comment at all.
I'm on board with that theory, though.
I like it. I like your theory. So then one of the muses kind of joined the band for, like, the rest of the presentation to do, like, the transitions and stuff like that. And that was interesting because we also had. Do we want to keep teasing the overarching theme?
Just teasing. There's a theme. She joined the theme. The theme. I don't know. I didn't actually watch it, so it's tough for me to tease.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to keep it a tease.
Okay. So there were different. There were a lot of different announcements. Finally, DeMarco comes out, and you know he does this whole celebration of
He's
the
like,
last
Hi,
year.
I'm Josh.
Basically, he does a celebration of the past year, and especially focusing on like the 100th anniversary stuff, right?
Yeah, which yeah. is kind of over now.
It is, and that was basically like, look at all the cool stuff we did.
Right.
But this is the D23 during the 100 that's happening right now. So it's still lots of like nods to that way. So we didn't. We didn't get any news until we got to talk about Disney World, and it was announced that the Hatbox Ghost that we know and love in Disneyland, and so far it has been awesome because he's only shown up in Disneyland, is going to be venturing forward to other mansions as well.
Well, to Florida. That's the only other. Like...
No, he's going to be in Paris as well.
Oh, Paris is the other.
I think.
I don't know. Everyone knew that he was coming to Florida.
Yes. So there's a theory, because you know how there's always 999 ghosts?
Oh, yes, yeah.
But there's room for one more. So people are like, oh, was the Hatbox Ghost the one more? So there's two different theories that are actually, like, people have addressed this, and there's two different ones going on. One is that the Hatbox Ghost was always there, but he was invisible.
Okay.
He was part of the original 999, but then when all the tourists showed up, when they discovered the Haunted Mansion and everything... Then he was disgusted by the tourists and so left. But now he's become more comfortable being around people in their corporeal forms. And so is willing to reappear.
I have a question.
So really, there was 999, 998, 999.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did they address this when the Hatbox Ghost came back to Disneyland? Because he wasn't ever in Disneyland either until they
He was originally in Disneyland.
Yes, and then they took him away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for decades, there was no Hatbox
Correct.
Ghost.
So, no, I never heard about this when he came back.
Okay.
He was also, because he was originally part of the Disneyland Haunted Mansion, people also probably didn't care. He just came home.
Okay. Wow.
But because he was originally there, they didn't need to come up with a whole story, whereas he was never originally in the Disney World one.
I see.
So, there was a conversation that was had on stage between different characters from something else about
the Hatbox Ghost. This is a theme that we're teasing. Yes.
Yes. Tease. Okay. Tease. Jump to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because then our other news in Disney World, well, many other news in Disney World, is that the Country Bear Jamboree is getting...
My favorite attraction of all time.
I love the Country Bear Jamboree.
That I've never seen.
And it was so funny. So they started playing the song as a transition, and I was like, how do I know this song and all the words to this song? It was like, Country Bear Jamboree, which, yes, is your favorite.
My favorite. Yeehaw!
But that is going to have a new act and songs, which is coming out in 2024. And they had a look at the recording of some of them. And some of the new songs will actually be old Disney songs. They're just getting, like, they went to Nashville and got all these, like, country artists to record songs sounding like the country bears singing it. But it was funny because...
Yay, country music, yay.
No, it's, like, it's funny because it's, like... super country, like, it's, you know what the country bears are like?
Yes, unfortunately I do.
No, the country bears are awesome. But it was funny because when it started, the transition song was the song, and I was like, how do I know the song and all the words of the song, and I don't, like, what is it? And then as I was listening to it, I started singing it, and I realized it was one of the random songs, not even a main song, from the Country Bear movie, which is one of the movies that they pretend doesn't exist.
There's a reason for that.
No, I love it, and I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to watch it again this fall. I watched it, like, a couple years ago.
It's so...
You bring out the kid in you.
No, okay.
Anyway,
moving on.
The one that they played was the singer who was singing The Bear Necessities, though. See, which is great, because it's bears.
Yes, but the country music version of that would probably be terrible.
No, it was great. It was, like, super bluegrassy. You like bluegrass. And for this one, they also had some conversation and jokes about bears.
Yeah, jokes about bears. Tease!
Tease! So then we also found out about a new Pirates-themed bar near the Pirates of the Caribbean in the Magic Kingdom in Disney World. And this is cool. Apparently... they're saying it's a new watering hole, or, and the parrot that was at the entrance before, Barker Bird, is going to be in this bar now. Some people are excited about that.
I was excited when I read this because I thought it said Disneyland as well. It's not Disneyland.
No.
They probably don't have room for it, I guess, in Disneyland.
Sad.
I don't know, but like.
But sad.
They have more places to drink in Disneyland now than they ever, like. Obviously, more than they ever had, but drinking is not quite the faux pas that it used to be. So having another themed bar would have been really cool. I'm hoping that they somehow figure it out.
Maybe
down the road
they're reconfiguring and looking at some stuff in New Orleans Square. So you never know.
Yeah, that's what they're going to put change the Port Royal. Into
oh my god, that'd be so
the
cool.
Port Royal Mercantile or whatever it is. Change it into
I like
the
it. Let's
pirate
do it.
Bar.
There you go. You are welcome.
I fixed it.
We fixed it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've got all kinds of ideas for what to do with certain buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tease.
World Celebration is opening in Epcot. Disney says that World Celebration will unite the front of the park and tie together the World Discovery and World Nature neighborhoods. And then there was some conversation about which restaurants in this area were the best between different characters. Tease.
It's very hard for me to tease this because I didn't actually watch it.
I did.
I just know what the tease is. That's all. Okay. Anyway.
Journey of Water inspired by Moana. They've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is all part of the Epcot reimagining thing.
Yep. Yeah.
That will open October 16th in the
very
World
soon.
Nature section
yes,
of Epcot.
Very soon. Yeah. We knew that was coming.
Totally.
That's been on the docket
Ooh,
for a while.
Even before that, like tomorrow. So before this comes out.
Tomorrow.
So Sunday.
We love ya.
Figment is beginning meet and greet. So literally last year they teased that Figment would start meeting and greeting people. September 10th. He's going to start.
Costume Figment. I saw a picture of him. He looks a little derpy.
A little derpy. It's a little late.
Unlike Costume Baymax, which looks...
oh, my God.
Chef's kiss.
So good. I would maybe cry. I would almost certainly cry. I don't know why I said maybe.
If you got a big hug and a fist bump from Baymax...
Oh yeah! No,
are you satisfied with your care? Yes, you are. Okay, there we go. Anyway, Figment, we're also, like, we're not...
Figment people?
You've never been to Disney World, no. And I've only been once. Yeah. We're not big Disney World people. Figment's, like, big cult phenomenon there.
Yes.
So we're not part of the Figment fandom, really. But like,
we're not the target audience for Figment.
The costume. It's not it. I'm sorry.
That's not it. Okay. The Luminous Symphony of Us will debut in Epcot on December 5th, and people are looking at that to say, okay, so like that section, as far as like what's all going to be done in Epcot, that's a pretty strong indication that like the big stuff is going to be done at that point.
Sure. Okay.
There is a reimagining of Test Track.
Mm.
And this is actually in conjunction with Chevrolet, and that is inspired by the original World of Motion, and that's really cool. This is another example of them looking to the past for like reconfiguring stuff for now.
Yeah, that's cool. Test Track's gone through a couple of iterations mm-hmm. already. I did go to Disney World, and it was a ride at the time. It was so incredibly unreliable that I was not able to ride it while I was there.
Yeah, that really sucks.
So I don't know.
Reconfigure it, and make it more reliable, and while you're at it.
Well, I think it is more reliable now. Mm-hmm. They've had more practice with it. Of course, the Cars Land Radiator Springs ride is the same tech.
Same basic, yeah.
And that is reliable.
Totally.
Very, very reliable. Very. So they figured it out now, and I don't know, they're going to make it a little more futuristic from the concept art, but also with an eye towards the past, which is the way all the future stuff at Disney should be.
Yeah, it's true, because you can't keep up with the actual future stuff anymore. There's a new show for the Tree of Life coming to Animal Kingdom, inspired by Zootopia.
And, well, because you don't know this, they have, the big Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom. That's mm-hmm. that's the castle of that land.
Yes.
And you've seen that, of course. But there you go inside it, and there's a theater.
Yep.
And that's kind of cool. And so now they're going to have a new show in there. Mm-hmm. And Zootopia makes sense in Animal
Kingdom.
Zootopia
absolutely makes sense.
Especially with what they're redoing.
That was the next thing on here.
Sugui, what they're redoing, Dinoland USA.
Yes. And also as part of Dinoland being redone, they're also including mentions of both Encanto and Indiana Jones as part of that as well. So we basically were like, this is also going to happen in the future.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works, but okay.
I know. Remember how last year they talked about Behind Big Thunder Mountain, and they're basically like the Blue Sky Project?
Super duper blue sky. Yep. It's like still sky, but it's more indigo now. I don't know.
And they did reference it again. They're still calling it the Behind Big Thunder Mountain. And they're saying this is the biggest thing they've ever done in Magic Kingdom. You know, basically those vague statements that then people applaud politely for, and then they move on.
They said the scale of it is comparable to like a Galaxy's Edge. So fairly significant. You're talking a couple of restaurants, a couple of rides, including an e-ticket. Like, yep. That's significant.
Totally. So that was kind of like the Disney World information. Mm. Disney Cruise Line, like I said, mentioned Adventure. Also, it is the 25th anniversary of the Disney Cruise Line, so there was a whole panel about that.
It's going to be our next episode, so stay tuned.
Yes, that's going to be next week.
Stay tuned next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, Disney Cruise Line's new island in the Bahamas, the Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point, which they've been talking about since, like 2016 or something like that.
Though they've probably owned it for a long time. Yeah.
But they will begin welcoming guests June 16th, 2024. That's first one's booked in.
Very soon. They are building it now.
Exactly. The Frozen section. Oh, also they had different, like all the parks just kind of like sent information and like walkarounds and stuff. The Frozen section at Disney Tokyo. First of all, it's different than Frozen at Disney World. It looks so good. And I was watching like quick reactions, and basically Disney World is jealous. It's what's happening. They're not using projections so much as like actual audio animatronics.
Mm.
And like Kristoff, they were looking at Kristoff, looks so good.
Okay, because here's the thing. Frozen, it's beautiful. Frozen is huge in Japan.
Yeah, well, I can see them being like, take the money, let's do this, right? Like they did with everything in Tokyo, honestly.
Like, Frozen was one of the biggest animated hits in general for Disney, and one of the reasons is because it did mega gangbusters in Japan, which is big on Disney stuff in general, but like, huge.
So if we're mentioning that, it means even bigger. Disneyland Paris is breaking ground on the Tangled section soon, but the Frozen construction is underway. And that was kind of cool because they did like a walk around and we were seeing like structures being built. Anyway, that was also very cool. There's a new Zootopia Land in Shanghai Disneyland. I'm going to talk about Disneyland as well, but I figure let's talk about that like it's a little bit more detail because in DCA... there's a new event. So, you know the Avengers Campus e-ticket attraction that they've been talking about forever?
They've been talking since before Avengers Campus opened. Yeah. Phase 2 of Avengers Campus. Yes. This is what.
So, they're saying that it was concept art for the new ride vehicle. But we basically have a whole new concept of the attraction in general.
Kind of. So, the last year at D23, they unveiled that the new... they have changed what the concept was, and it was going to be a multiverse ride where you basically have, like, King Thanos has come to the multiverse, and he's from a universe where he defeated the Avengers, and he's won, and he's King Thanos. They didn't focus on that part of it this time,
no.
So it's still a multiverse ride. And they focused on the vehicle. So we don't know if that's still the plot line of the ride or what, but it is going to be a multiverse ride. Mm-hmm. And you're basically using Stark Tech to traverse the multiverse.
Yes, it's supposed to be a combination. Oh, and also like Wakanda Tech. And yeah, it had this whole thing, but you saw a little bit more of the ride vehicle. And, you know, it was good it got mentioned, at least. We do have the new store that's attached. Yes.
They're basically jumping ahead and building the exit through the gift shop before there's anything to exit from. But that's because they're closing the other Marvel store to free up space for something. Tease!
No, I think it's time.
Okay. Tease!
Okay. So, there were Muppet appearances during the entire segment.
Like every single thing. Every time we said tease... it was Muppets, like different Muppets doing different
plus
things.
Plus just random times they just showed up.
Yeah, it's Muppets.
Kermit and Miss Piggy on stage with Damaro, like at the beginning, basically. Damaro says we will see the Muppets again, but did not say when or where or how. Dave, I'm going to say this wrong. I apologize. Goals? Something like that. Who is an iconic Muppet performer, was on stage talking about specifically his love of Disneyland.
I would say goals, yeah. I don't know.
And he was talking about his love of Disneyland with Kermit and Miss Piggy and Damaro, and he was talking about watching the Disneyland show, like Walt Disney's Disneyland show, you know,
right,
on TV and stuff, and how that just made him fall in love with the parks, but especially Disneyland. And they brought him out to do like a thank you for everything, and then they brought out... so, tease... we're talking about the Country Bear Jamboree. Fozzie Bear is introducing it. We're talking...
that was the bear jokes, yeah.
That was the bear jokes, yes. They were unbearable. Ha, ha.
Haunted Mansion.
Ha. Haunted Mansion was Uncle Deadly and Gonzo. And Uncle Deadly was the one who was like, is he number 1,000? Like, what's going on? It was great.
Which was a tie-in because the Muppets were, of course, did the Haunted Mansion.
Yes, and Deadly's
special,
just creepy.
And, yeah.
Gonzo did tell Deadly he was very impressed with his evil laugh throughout the whole thing. And he says, thank you. We had Sam Eagle was talking about he started talking about Epcot, the World Celebration. And, but then Dr. Bunsen Honeydew came out to inform him that his recommendation for restaurant, while admirable, was not scientifically the best restaurant.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so. Yes, and so then they had a little bit of a disagreement. So, literally, there were Muppets upon Muppets upon Muppets.
And that's definitely a theme.
Oh, that was like, it was bizarre how much there was.
So, again, this was one day of D23.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some more tomorrow.
And they didn't give us almost anything for Disneyland. I mean, I get the focus was on Disney World, but I mean, like, Disneyland is, you know, rocking back and forth, sadly, quietly in the corner. But they did this weird opening with Hercules, and then they hit you over the head with the Muppets the whole time, and then just nothing.
So except for the little bit of Marvel DCA stuff.
True. That was almost like we're gonna toss you some crumbs here.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Okay, so do you want to talk about our theory?
We have a
with the Muppets.
We have a theory. It might be bunnies.
Yeah, I did that joke already. I'm sorry.
It was a hearkening back to.
A
hearkening. Okay, here's our theory. We said that the new store is opening very soon, actually.
Yeah, well, they've been working on it for a while. They had a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They knocked a hole in the wall on the side. There's been walls up where the Jeep used to be. Well,
yes.
I think it is still parked over there.
I think it is. They just moved it.
In Avengers Campus, but you can kind of see over the wall mm-hmm. there was a hole there, and then they put a window in, and
yep.
I don't know. It's going to let light in, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But that gift shop is going to be open
soonish.
Within a month, I would say.
Yeah, probably. Which means...
Well, because they're closing Stage 17.
Exactly.
Which is in the Hollywood backlot, like, kind of next to Monsters, Inc.
Right. And it doesn't make any sense there. I mean, I get it was sitting there empty, and they put...
It's just a big warehouse that's empty.
Right.
Yeah.
And they... Before, when the parks were closed, you could get into Stage 17 when the parks were closed, but Downtown Disney was open.
They had a back door to Stage
yeah.
17 as a sales place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they had it as a store, and then they kind of kept it open as a store, but then they just made it the Marvel stuff. But it's weird, and it's just an empty warehouse.
Well, and that whole area is just a dead end. Like, there's a restaurant there and another little kiosk, and that's it.
Right. So they're gonna
use the holding area they had where the premium seating for Rogers the
yes.
musical. They had a little holding area. They had that set up actually when we were there in
mm-hmm.
in December, and there was like fancy chairs there, and we were like, "What's this?" And it was completely empty, and we went and sat there, and we're like, "Why is this?
It's just empty
all here." But it was because they were setting it up mm-hmm, for the premium
yeah.
seating holding area.
So that warehouse is going to be empty soon.
Very
they're taking all the merch out of it and putting it in the store.
Very soon, yeah.
And there's been a lot of conjecture about what is going to go in there. And some people even thought, like, Avatar. Although you'll notice there was no mention of Avatar coming to Disneyland during this at all.
No mention of Avatar. So they're not as far along on that as people had hoped.
Mm-hmm. But seems like an awfully small place to put something that they were describing using for Avatar. I'm still thinking Redwood Trail is the answer for that.
That makes sense. Just transform that into Pandora, and then you can still use it as a Villain's Grove in the Oogie Boogie season.
Right. So you're going to be having this giant empty warehouse. You know, a warehouse that almost
multiple warehouses. Like, don't get me wrong. There's like that Stage 17, there's another stage.
That's true.
They have multiple.
Yeah.
That's a big area that is absolutely useless.
Well, I think they actually are using it to store stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. They're using it to storage or whatever, mm-hmm. like maybe employee break rooms. I don't know. But with as at a premium as space is in Disneyland,
they have storage facilities in other places. I'm just saying.
You can have off-site storage. That's fine. I can't believe that they've let it go to waste this long as they have.
Well, you know who has shown up in places like empty theaters or warehouses or backstage or lots or whatever it actually suits to have.
Yeah, and this is the problem with that space is because it's supposed to be tied into Hollywood land.
Yes.
And not a lot of Disney properties fit in Hollywood specifically.
Man,
because
but you know what does.
You know what takes place in the real world and lives in Hollywood?
The Muppets.
The Muppets!
And they used to be in Hollywood Pictures backlot, and then they got taken away. And now they're nowhere.
At all.
In Disneyland. But they already exist in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there. So maybe this is saying that they're going to come to Stage 17.
Or that whole Hollywood Pictures
backlot. That would be
100% like,
fine with me.
Make that like a mini Muppets Land with a ride or some sort of attraction.
So, and the more I think about this, the more I think we're right. Because first of all, I never thought about this, first of all. But all of this Muppet stuff, and then I'm like, okay, but they did Muppet's Haunted Mansion last year, and they have the new
Electric Mayhem show. Yeah.
And so they're not like saying goodbye to the Muppets. They're reimagining the Muppets more to what it used to be, actually.
They're trying, and like for years, the Muppets, they tried to make it too much for kids. Yeah. And the Muppets were never supposed to be for kids.
No, kids could watch them and they're puppets and they don't understand what's going on, but they're funny puppets dancing around.
Sesame Street was Muppets for kids.
Yes. But Muppets were not supposed to be for kids. They never were. They were a variety show that had Muppets as part of them. They were supposed to be something that adults could watch and enjoy, and kids could watch too if they wanted to. It was the opposite then of... So you know how now you got a lot of shows that are for kids, but if adults watch them, they can still find things enjoyable. It was the opposite with the Muppets.
Yeah.
It was entertainment for adults, but because they were puppets, kids would enjoy things too. But it wasn't directed for them. And I think that's more what they're trying to do. Haunted Mansion was still very kid-focused, but it felt more Muppets-ish. Like, there were so many Easter eggs that you had to be, like, an actual Haunted Mansion fan, like an adult.
Yeah.
To appreciate that it worked.
And we haven't watched the Electric Mayhem show, but I've heard it's more of a throwback.
So,
El Mule
has seen it and says it is the best Muppets he's seen in a very long time.
And he's a big Disney fan.
Big Disney fan, big Muppets fan.
Obviously, music forward.
Yes.
As a musician himself. So that was probably right up his alley.
Totally. But he was like, couldn't believe we hadn't seen it yet. I said, we're probably going to watch. I'm going to at least probably watch it this winter, I think. Later on.
Yes. There's so much.
I know, but it's a short thing.
Good. I'm glad it's a little bit of a short thing. There's so much. Loki's coming next month. Yay. I mean, yes, but also,
I understand. No, we'll just like watch it on a weekend or two weekends or something like that. It'll be fine. We're going to watch it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. But I love that, like, that seems to make sense. I like it.
I am super duper on board with this. Bring, like, the Muppets experience. They're, like, I don't know, hosting a one-night-only review to save the Hollywood backlog.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Like, it writes itself. Come on.
They even had, we talked about this before, when they were getting rid of Superstar Limo, one of the suggestions, which I loved, was the Muppets take it over.
Yeah. Literally just take it, like, that
one. They were just going to destroy Superstar Limo.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Would have worked super well, better than Monsters, Inc.
No, I like Monsters,
Inc. I'm not against Monsters, Inc.
It just doesn't fit there.
The ride itself is actually okay as a dark ride, but it super doesn't fit there, and then it's like the only thing there, so the lineup grows and grows.
You know what? For fun, if you're listening and you have the Disneyland app, check the ride times. A lot of times, you're checking right now, aren't you?
I'm going to check right now.
A lot of times, it's longer than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is disturbing, and it should be close to closing now. Mm-hmm.
That's true, so it might not be as bad.
So it might not be as bad, but it's still probably not great. Just booting up Hollywood Land. Well, Monsters, Inc. is only 15 minutes now, but that is because it's 9:08 in California. Mm-hmm. Monsters After Dark is a 80-minute standby, but...
Oh, but it's also Monsters After Dark.
It's Monsters After Dark, yeah. Your Radiator Springs is only 45. So you got a 15-minute wait for Monsters, Inc. and a 45-minute wait for Radiator Springs.
That's, go in the 45 minutes.
That's rough.
Oof. But anyway, it's disjointed there, and I didn't like that they just like tried to erase the Muppets. You have a couple Easter eggs there, and that's it. So I think this is great. I was like shocked that they kept like one thing, you know, if they brought out, you know, Kermit and Miss Piggy, and they're doing the, you know, thank you to the cast members and here's one, or the Imagineers and here's one, or the, in this case, the Muppet puppeteer and here's one, and that was it. But it was over and over and over again.
It was literally a theme.
Everyone is like, we're clearly getting something Muppets. I saw the one thing and it was like, oh my god, oh my god. Everyone was so excited online. They're like, oh my God, we're getting ready for the Muppets.
And then they left us hanging.
They did.
Until maybe tomorrow?
I'm hoping for tomorrow. We have a few more panels tomorrow, but this was it for the Parks one. And then we left with, of course, this is, you know, my favorite, your personal favorite, I'm sure, kind of statement. We have DeMauro saying, over the next decade, we're going to have more projects underway than at any point in our history. Our sole purpose is to give you more and more of what you love about a Disney experience, and then surprise and delight you with things you never dreamed possible.
Okay, so, the corporate buzzword BS of that is...
I figured you'd like that.
It fills my mouth with bile, but...
I figured you'd like it.
But... How is that possibly true when they were building Disney World? That was a lot. Disney World was a huge project. How are they possibly going to have more projects than that in the next decade?
They're not. You know what that is? That is them looking at Universal Epic Universe and panic statements.
They should be panicked, because have you seen Epic Universe?
That's the thing. They're looking at that and being like, are we no longer the gold standard? And the answer is no.
You're absolutely not.
You had last year to come up with something. Didn't.
Nothing.
You have this year to come up with something. Didn't. And now we're just kind of rocking back and forth waiting.
Epic Universe is not a surprise anymore.
No, that's the thing.
And
you got to say something. Last year, you know, they had the whole blue sky stuff, and that was clearly like, we're throwing stuff out there. Please still like Disney more than Universal, right? Disney Parks more than Universal. And now we're like, I feel like we got less than we got last year.
They did not use their year well, I don't think.
You know what? There may have been more tangible things. But maybe because it's all focused on Disney World, I didn't feel that way.
But even those tangible things are all small. Like, all their big promises, even the Dinoland USA, which is the closest of their tangible things, isn't, I don't know, maybe 2 years away?
Well, right. Or, okay, the e-ticket attraction they've been talking about for years. That's years away.
Yeah, that's 2 years away from being 2 years away.
I was going to say, I'm guessing five.
Always... Oh, it's going to be 2 years away from being 2 years away until it's not.
Right. Yeah. in perpetuity. There we go. When they're in their comments, you know, and they were looking at stuff from the last, you know, year over all the Disney parks, they did bring up San Francisco and the new Toontown, which were both successes, I think. Those were underway before. Well, not San Francisco. That was cool. That was a good one. And
that was one thing that they announced last year and they got done this year.
They did it successfully and it looks great. It is perfectly done.
I call that low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
It was all cosmetic.
Yeah. And a very basic reskin.
And Pacific Wharf wasn't like a beloved thing.
No.
It wasn't replacing something that was near and dear to anyone's heart. It was very bland, and it was a food court.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a food court, but now it has some cool.
Now it's cool
stuff tied in.
Really cool food court
tied into
with
a
Baymax.
Pretty fun movie with Baymax. Yes, Baymax. Okay. So yeah, now that one's easy. They need to pick up on more easy stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like maybe the Muppets going into the Hollywood backlot.
I'm hoping there's something. I'm going to watch tomorrow.
But they need...
They need to catch up to Universal.
Some big stuff.
Yeah. They're getting overshadowed by Universal. And 1 year is one thing. 2 years is getting to be pretty problematic. If they do this crazy big turnaround, I mean, D23 is not over yet. We're recording this Saturday, but that was the Parks panel. So I don't know. I don't know. That being said, there were announcements last week about park stuff. And we had the Disney Treasure, like the cruise stuff. So they're not saving all their announcements for D23. They're doing before. We're hoping they're going to do some after. We'll see. They're keeping D23 as like the center of it.
The cruise line doing fine. They're going gangbusters. That's all fine.
Mm-hmm.
The parks, I don't know. They've fallen behind Universal.
I agree. And with Disney, they have the cruise line. They have... Now, Disney Plus, they have the films, and they have the parks.
Yeah. And
Cruise Line's doing fine.
Cruise Line...
The movies... Well, it's funny. People were down on, like, Elemental doing well worldwide. Very well worldwide. And Wish is coming out later this year. they have announced that Asha, who is the central character of Wish, is going to be in the park soon as part of leading up to that. Like, of course she is.
There's not a ton of buzz about Wish. I until you just said that word just now, I completely forgot there was an animated movie called Wish. So, not a great sign.
Okay, so where's the advertising for their films? So you got the parks.
The film pillar is not doing very well right
now.
And
then you have Disney Plus, which is not doing great.
Disney Plus is not doing very well.
And now you have the parks.
And the parks are... They're treading water. Let's say that. They're treading water. There's not a problem with the parks.
Do you see why I'm like, interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Still love Disney, but interesting. Interesting.
And you can see why people want Apple to buy them or think that Apple might buy them. Wow. I don't know. I still like put like not a lot of stock into that.
I don't want Apple to buy them,
no.
But I'm thinking, are they broke and we don't like...
Yeah. Right? I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, Brandon, you're going to invent a drink.
Okay.
The drink is called the Test Track.
Oh, the Test Track, eh?
Well, I was going to pick one of the news items we actually heard, and they were all Disney World focused. So
a new Test Track.
Mm-hmm. It was either going to be that or Country Bear, but we've had a lot of sarsaparilla lately, so.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want to. I don't.
So let's go somewhere different with the Test Track.
Test Track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Test Track. First of all, disclaimer. Don't drink and drive. Unless you want to be a real crash test dummy. Which the original stars of Test Track.
Oh,
the crash test dummies.
Yeah, true.
Like, remember way back
in
the 90s,
true.
The
yeah.
crash test dummies?
Yeah. I do remember this, yeah.
They were on Test Track.
Yeah.
They were there when I went to Epcot and never got to ride it. No, it was the crash test dummies. Anyway. So I think this should be a flavored vodka of some kind.
Ooh, okay.
I'm looking for input. What kind of flavor of vodka? There's a lot of flavored
there
vodka
are.
Out there.
You know, the one that we get the most is probably vanilla. I don't know.
Vanilla? No, that's not...
Not flavory enough?
Flavory enough.
Are you thinking, like, fruity?
I'm thinking, like, electric raspberry.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Vodka.
Okay.
And we're gonna mix that with a green monster.
Okay. I figured you were gonna get some kind of...
Because you need a lot of energy.
Yes.
For the Test Track.
I figured you were gonna go some kind of energy drink.
Yeah. So you need an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm keeping my true energy drink love on the back burner for when you ask me to make a drink for Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a very good Ahsoka drink in my head already.
I better ask you sometime then.
Yeah.
We are going to do an Ahsoka
episode.
We
have an electric raspberry, which mm-hmm. I don't even know if that exists. Some sort of raspberry flavored vodka. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
And a green monster.
Green. Okay.
Like your original monster. How does that sound for a Test Track?
That sounds like it's going to make your hair stand up.
does it make you want to run into a wall as fast as you can?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that was the original concept for Test Track. I'm serious. Crash Test Dummies. That's what I'm trying to go for.
I like it. That works for Test Track, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know how we're going to try all these?
Yeah.
You can try that one.
You got to have a sip. That's not that bad. I've had more than one with a root beer flavor to it. I'm like root beer. Like, come on.
So any final thoughts, Brandon, on Destination D23 so far? Underwhelming?
Destination not so fun. Like, it very underwhelming.
Destination underwhelming?
Yeah. There's a YouTuber called Aussie Man Reviews.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He has a segment called Destination Effed.
But he didn't say F.
He didn't say F.
Okay.
He's Australian, and
they.
That's what I when that, you say destination. That's what I think of. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Underwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful for tomorrow.
I'm not hopeful.
You know what, though? I did watch some other panels, and I really enjoyed things like the Marvel one, and there was an Imagineers one, and so I liked actually those way more than I did last year. They weren't like news, but they were just like cool stuff.
Disney has cool stuff. They got to put it to use.
No.
let's
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, so that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts as well as our email. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and
X.
We're not active on there anymore, but you can definitely check out my current recommendation. Check out Brandon's live tweets of him watching Sleep Deprived and going a little insane, the Zombies trilogy and High School Musical trilogy.
They still exist until Elon deletes them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. Next episode...
To be continued.
We are talking, as stated before, about the cruise ships. Specifically, the one that was announced earlier this week.
Well, like, that's going to be the focus because that's, like, all the new news. But we're also... It's exciting because it's the 25th anniversary of the Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of ships now.
I just watched a whole panel about it.
And there are some new ones in the works. And we're going to talk about it and, like... Our thoughts on cruising and Disney cruising.
I want to go. Spoiler alert.
Oh, you ruined it. No, I don't have to do it.
That was such a surprise.
Yeah.
It was such a shocker. All right. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Necessities.
Exactly.
Twang, 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 twang. I was being country. I was twanging.
Twang.